Peter Toth was just a boy when his family was forced to leave Hungary. Their event left a lasting impression on him and influenced what he would someday undertake once he moved to the United States. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American Countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Artist Peter Toth's work can be seen here on the grounds of the Doniphan County Courthouse in Troy, Kansas. But the story behind his work begins on the other side of the world.
As a young boy, 11 years old, his family left Hungary because at that time Russia was occupying all of these satellite countries close to them, and Hungary happened to be one of them.
Pete Duncan shares the story of Peter Toth and how his work ended up here in Kansas.
His father's property was confiscated twice. His father moved the family to America. They settled in Ohio.
Toth worked as a machinist for a time, but did some artistry and sculpting on the side. Those who saw his work encouraged him to do more. Toth began carving more statues. All of his work was inspired by an American story he felt was similar to his.
He felt that the Indians was done unjust due to the fact that their land was taken, very similar to the conditions of him and his family whose land were taken in Hungary. And that's the reason that he made these statues in honor of the Indians.
Toth had an ambitious schedule that had him crisscrossing the country for many years.
He did one for each of the states. I think there's some of the states may have two, but he has completed all 50 states now.
The statue he created from a huge oak log is a site that still towers above the courthouse lawn. The story of that oak and what Toth created is next time as we travel the countryside. In Troy, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.